Thank you and good evening. There will be no cyclone fence and no admission cost for this year's Oyster Festival on the Arcata Plaza, at least as things stand after Tuesday's press conference given by Greenway Partners, the firm that will produce the event. Last year, event planners erected a cyclone fence around the entire plaza and charged admission, and that led to discord between Arcata Main Street and plaza merchants, who said a lack of communication and planning hurt their bottom line. But that won't be the case this year, as City Manager Randy Mendoza explains.
Being able to have the area open for the businesses, because it is our downtown business district, and folks that own businesses there want to have the customers come and shop in their stores. So this year there will be, it'll be open to whoever wants to come. There will be no admission charge.
The Oyster Festival will feature local brewers, artisans, and musicians, and will focus on local businesses, particularly seafood and aquaculture business in and around the bay. The final plans for the event must be approved by the city in the coming weeks. Eureka police arrested 26-year-old Eureka resident David Lee Dews on Sunday morning after receiving a complaint from the parents of two girls who said Dews approached them outside their motel on 4th Street and solicited the girls for a massage. Officers responded to the scene and contacted the two girls, ages 16 and 17, and they were able to positively identify Dews, who had been taken into custody. Dews, who was suspected of being under the influence of methamphetamine and who had failed to report as a registered sex offender, was arrested and booked into county jail. An autopsy was performed on the body of 51-year-old Mendocino County resident Pedro Topali on Tuesday. Topali was found dead in the street in Capella on Sunday after a passing motorist saw two dogs apparently attacking him. Those dogs, a Rottweiler and a Pitbull, were determined to have been owned by Topali. A responding animal control officer shot and killed the Rottweiler and the pit bull ran off, but was later brought into the animal shelter by an unknown person. The results of the autopsy and a toxicology screen done on Topali have not been made available, but it is not suspected that the dogs caused his death, as originally it was believed. If you're a fan of snacking on Hot Pockets, you should be aware that Nestle has recalled three brands of them over concerns they may have been produced with meat from Rancho Feeding Corporation in Petaluma, which is in the midst of a massive recall of beef by the USDA. The Hot Pockets were sold at Walmart stores and are three versions of Philly cheesesteak, and you can return them to the place of purchase for a full refund. The 12th annual Humboldt Heroes Red Cross Luncheon will be held on Friday the 22nd as the Humboldt County Chapter of the Red Cross holds its annual fundraiser and also honors local residents who went above and beyond the call to assist others in the community. The luncheon will be held at the River Lodge in Fortuna, and Executive Director Barbara Caldwell said in a statement that it's an honor to provide the chance for all of us to hear and recognize the generosity, kindness, and courage of the people in our community. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Director of the McKinleyville Services District, Greg Orsini, knows how to talk water and water service. He should. His position and the service district itself is directly tied to the need for water in the growing community of McKinleyville in the 70s. Water service remains a top priority for the McKinleyville Services District, and work is expected to begin on a backup emergency water line next week, a line that will be used in case the main line is damaged or severed. Orsini said that as the community grows, ratepayers could see a rise in water fees, particularly with a major project scheduled to upgrade wastewater management.
We have some limitations when it comes to our collection system, and also we're in the process right now of doing a fairly substantial upgrade to our wastewater management facility, which is going to require significant expenditure somewhere in the realm of $12 to $14 million probably.
Orsini also said that after an initial rise in water rates, any further hikes would be tied to normal operating costs.
The rates will probably increase by about 50%, and then after that, they'll probably move with the amount that it costs us to buy the water, and that should build our reserves to the point and give us enough operating revenue to be able to handle anything that could come towards us.
The current backup line project is expected to be completed by May. That's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.